Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It's a new year with a new president in the White House, but this week the town of Belmont was reminded that racism is still a problem. On Tuesday, two men, one white, one Afro-Latino, had a road rage altercation. According to witnesses, the white man hurled racial slurs and then ran over the Afro-Latino man with his pickup truck, killing him. The suspect turned himself in, is being held, and faces a series of charges as the community reels. WBUR's Quincy Walters reports.
Friends say, in an ideal world, 34-year-old Henry Tapia, a father of three, would have spent Thursday night at home in Belmont playing video games with friends or his kids.
Baby Jason! Baby Jason! Oh, baby, that was fake! That was fake, baby Jason!
Amazing grace, how sweet.
Instead, this Thursday, Tapia's kids held a sign that read, "I miss my dad," while dozens of people bore the cold in Belmont's Cushing Square and sang Amazing Grace. They were here because of what happened half a mile away on Tuesday. After a verbal road rage altercation, witnesses say Tapia, an Afro-Latino man, was called the N-word by the other driver, 54-year-old Dean Capsalis, who's white. Capsalis then allegedly got into his pickup truck and ran over Tapia, who died at the hospital. After that, Capsalis, who lives in Hudson, turned himself into police. Community leaders like State Representative Dave Rogers say Tuesday's alleged act of hate isn't characteristic of Belmont.
This is a warm, welcoming community full of wonderful people. Our hearts are broken. We will carry on. We have an outstanding police chief, an outstanding district attorney, and justice will be done.
But even if justice is done in this case, Belmont Police Chief James McIsaac acknowledges racism is a much deeper problem.
I wish I had something prophetic to say. As the police chief, I wish I could tell you that by arresting the suspect in this case, the problem of racial hatred would disappear from our community. Unfortunately, I don't have those words. And we all know that one arrest alone will not eliminate these types of crimes.
Every Thursday since last May, people have held vigil for Black Lives in Cushing Square. The town of Belmont is peppered with signs that read, "Hate has no home here." But after this week's alleged race-motivated killing, Kim Haley Jackson, a Black Belmont resident originally from a town near Ferguson, Missouri, says she's lost her sense of security.
Do you feel less safe here?
I do now. You know, I have the same concerns every Black mother and wife has. My husband and son leave the door. Like, it's not every day, but it's in the back of my mind. A lot of my neighbors have the luxury of not having to worry about that.
Haley Jackson says she's devastated by Tapia's death and shocked by the level of violence. But as a Black woman and as the vice chair of Belmont's Human Rights Commission, tasked with looking into instances of discrimination, she says she's not surprised that Tapia's death may have been motivated by racism. Neither is David Tapia, Henry's younger brother. He says this situation is kind of familiar, but it's different when it happens to your family.
I feel like if it was police brutality, it would be like nationwide, like, oh, another African-American male got shot. But this time, you know, a civilian, another racist civilian attacked another Black, Latino, Afro-Latino. And it's not, I feel like the word's not getting spread enough. It's another racist act.
He says something has to change.
You can't judge us on our skin color, man. Everybody's human.
And after last night's vigil, Henry Tapia's partner, Courtney Morton, took their kids to the car to go home without dad. And she made a vow.
I will die being the love of his life, and I will fight for him because he couldn't continue the fight from all the damage done. He's my rock. And I'm going to show him that I am the soldier he wanted me to be.
Meanwhile, Dean Capsalis faces charges, including a civil rights violation causing injury and assault and battery with a deadly weapon. The district attorney's office says the charges could change as the investigation continues. Capsalis is in jail and faces a court hearing on Monday. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.